Vince was talking about how he felt really good about what he sees in this locker room, you know, the character in this locker room, and that it kind of manifested itself in practice yesterday. Is that an indication that, you know, you guys are prepared to go forward in terms of trying to get back on track?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we've definitely talked as a defense, and in games like this where, you know, a lot's riding on the line, and, you know, it's a big game. You know, you win games like this on how you practiced during the week, and we made it a goal to, you know, have our best week of practice and our hardest week of practice, and, you know, yesterday was a step in the right direction.
James, how close do you think you guys are turning the corner, making one or two big plays, scoring on defense?
I mean, you know, we're very close. I mean, and, you know, we're looking at, you know, capitalize on that this week. You know, big games like this, you know, guys make big plays and step up, and that's what it's about. And, you know, that's what we're calling on, you know, as a team and especially as a defense, is to make game-changing plays this week.
What have you seen the Jets do differently these last couple weeks offensively that's made them more successful?
I mean, they've really gotten their running game going. You know, Sean Green's, you know, downhill runner, he's running great, you know, with a lot of power finishing his runs. And, you know, that kind of sets up, you know, everything else they want to do on offense when you have your running game going like that. So, you know, our guys up front, Mayo, you know, Vince, Warren, they're going to be ready, you know, to make plays in the run game.
What's the impact that Burris has had? Obviously, you had that one game where you had, you know, three touchdowns, but on a game-to-game basis, what are you seeing, how they're using him and what kind of impact he has in their offense?
I mean, you know, his ability to catch and run, and his run after the catch and make guys miss. You know, he's a good blocker. He's a big receiver. He's physical. So, I mean, we just have to be physical with him, you know.
Do you try to downplay you know, the magnitude, the hype surrounding a game like this, or do you embrace it and just use it, I guess?
Yeah, there's nothing to downplay. I mean, there's, you know, two 5-5-3 teams that, you know, are rivals and, you know, are in the same division fighting for, you know, the same thing. So there's nothing to downplay about it. We definitely embrace it and embrace the challenge in front of us and know that, you know, for us to win games like this, you have to play your best football.
When a team is struggling, you've lost two in a row, is it almost better to play a team like this where it's not as hard to get up for it as it might be for a non-rival?
No, I mean, you know, you're always going to face adversity during a season. I mean, you know, losing two games in a row is not what you're playing for, but when it happens, you know, you got to just, you know, kind of look at it, look at the mistakes that you made during it and continue to press forward, because if you continue to dwell on it, then two can turn a four quick. So, you know, we're focused. We're focused right now on getting a win this week.
You feel the defense made improvements even in the loss to the Giants on Sunday?
We're not talking about the Giants. We're focused on the Jets, and that's where our total 100%, you know, focus is on the New York Jets, and, you know, us as the Patriots playing our best football.
But do you think you did some things better?
I don't know.
Is there concern with the numbers and safety? I mean, yesterday alone, Josh goes on injured reserve. Patrick didn't practice. You know, what is that like now this week, knowing that you know, numbers are a little lower?
I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, injury is a part of the game. I mean, that's, you know, it just comes with the game that we play. So guys just have to step up. You know, when your number's called, you have to, you know what you're supposed to do and be out there and execute and communicate well with the rest of the guys. So we're just looking for guys to step up. You know, if it's me, you know, having to step up in a greater role, then I'll do that. And, you know, it's Sterling, as, you know, well as Patrick. I mean, you know, Sergio, we'll do what we have to do to continue to make this thing work.